He stood out in every single way.
I mean, we scored more than they did last night, and no one cares. It's Lebanon week.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network. This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Good morning. Hope everybody's got a great morning going on here. This is the ASN Coaches Show. I am Bill White here alongside Ada Hupfer, and we're going to be with you here for the next hour, getting you ready for, I know there's some football action going on this morning and this afternoon, so I know the parents are going to be out and about, walking around, getting their kids ready. So thank you so much for joining us here, and we're going to go over a few of the big things that happened over the past week and get ready for the next week as well, and also talk to, obviously, Coach Richmond as well as a few other coaches of this past week that are helping out the Arabians be successful throughout their sporting seasons this fall. So first off, obviously, Ada, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. And so we're going to start off with boys tennis. We're going to kind of give just saying quick shout outs to the coaches, kind of giving the references to where everybody's at this season. Obviously, we've got Grant Lampkin, you know, being the head coach there of the Arabian boys tennis team. Of course, on Monday, they had Mount Vernon here at home, and they lost that match 1-4. Wednesday, they had the Madison County tournament, or at least the first round. They lost to Frankton 3-2. And then we don't have any results on the 27th or the 28th. But again, Coach Lampkin, Hamilton Heights grad, played there all 4 years. And then obviously went to IUPUI, now IU Indy, obviously. And then he got his master's from Ball State. So again, go Cards. But the biggest thing, Ada, is he's got, you know, he's been coached around here. He's not new to the Hoosier Heritage Conference.
Yeah, I mean, we are pulling a coach from the conference who was an assistant at Mount Vernon last year for boys and girls. I mean, he's local around here. He's a tennis instructor at Community Sports and Wellness in Pendleton. Part of the Indiana Premier Tennis Program as well. We're excited to have him. Chad Smith, our athletic director, has said we are looking forward to Grant Lampkin leading our tennis programs at Pendleton Heights. His work ethic and demeanor, as described by the people who know him, make him a great fit at Pendleton Heights. He also has experience in coaching youth athletes by way of tennis instructor job at CSW. His knowledge of our community and as an assistant coach in our athletic conference will serve him well.
And again, you know, you can always find more info on the Pendleton Heights website there for all the results, as well as their socials, all right, on X and on Facebook. Now on to boys soccer. They are 3-1-1. Coach Kyle Davey at the helm. I believe we are going to be talking to Coach Davey later on in the show, so I look forward to that. Trevor Martin sat down with him earlier in the week. Monday, they beat Muncie Burris here 2-1. And then they had Tuesday, they were at Muncie Central. They won that one 1-0. And then Thursday, HSA, they lost that one 2-0. Finished last season 10-6-1. They were 7-0 in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. That's congratulations, guys. I didn't think I knew that last year. So good job, guys. Lost opening round sectionals to HSC for as a second straight year, though we got to get over that HSC hump. And so, again, graduated 5 seniors, but we've got 7 seniors this year, Ada, though, that are looking to make a big impact, though, on this season.
Yeah, we have 7 seniors coming back this year, and Drake Belair, Peyton Hendrickson, Chris Gaiassi, Brianna Gresky, Quentin Bilotti, Grant Bubenzer, and Cannon Oliver. Looking to get over that HSE hump this year, with also returning key player sophomore Jordan Wilson, who as a freshman was the second leading goal scorer with 9 and second in points on the team with 20.
Awesome job there. Now over to the girls' side. They're 0-2. They lost to Lawrence North 6-1 on Monday, this past Monday. And they've got Nathaniel Summers as their coach here, second year. Named in June of 2025, former assistant at Oak Hill High School, and he's also the director of strategic planning director of strategic planning at Texas Soccer Lions Academy. Held that title for 7 years and holds degrees in sports ministry, history, and a master's in ministry from Indiana Wesleyan there. So, I know that Chad Smith had some good things to say about him.
Yeah, Chad has stated that we are happy to have Coach Somers as a part of our Pendleton Heights High School athletics. We were impressed with his emphasis on the mental part of the game as well as his training and the struggles that our adolescent student athletes face on and off the field on a daily basis. Family is important to him, which will fit well with our vision. We believe he's equipped with the ability to handle the variety of scenarios that arise as the head coach of a high school program.
And I know they've got some key returning players, but they graduated Annabelle Kale, Courtney Prickett, and Mamie Trout. So, but they've got a pretty decent returner, though, for that team, and that helped them out with goals last year.
Yeah, you have a key returning player and also a sophomore, Aaliyah Robinson, who led the team with 13 goals, which averaged 1.2 a game, also with 2 assists.
Awesome job there. All right, moving on to the girls' golf team, Kyle Hobbs. You know, they got, we don't have all the results here, and I think that they had some weather delays on some of these, but on the Monday, the Madison County match at LaPel, they were 5th of 6. They shot a 201, better than what I would have shot. And the winning team, LaPel, shot 155. And then they also had a home match versus Eastern Hancock and Shelbyville on Wednesday. And then they were at Mount Vernon on Thursday. And again, you know, Kyle Hobbs, Anderson graduate, not new to the Madison County area. Attended Indiana State's, and I know that we're expecting big things from him and helping that girls' team out. And they've got a bright future. I know some of those young ladies, and they are fantastic athletes and good academic role models as well. Moving on to Coach Hagerman, the legend. He's got the boys and girls cross country teams already humming. We don't have the results from last Saturday at the Trojan cross-country opener, but we know that they're going to be doing well, and we wish them all the best there as we've got more results. We'll get more results in as the fall goes on, and we'll probably be talking to Coach Hagerman more and some of those runners from both the boys and the girls' side. Moving on to volleyball, all right, and first year for Avery Mayfield, Coach Mayfield. Last Saturday, Franklin Central invite. They lost 3-2 to Burris and then lost 3-0 in sets to Columbus North. They have lost on Tuesday then to Noblesville at Noblesville, 3-1. And then on Thursday, they hosted Mount Vernon here at Pendleton Heights and lost 3-0. But again, you know, don't let those results fool you. Again, new coach, we're getting used to things. Those players are going to, you know, get things rolling here very, very soon for Coach Mayfield. So Mayfield, she was a, you know, the JV coach here, 2025. So she's making the step up to the varsity role. Played under Steve Shundell at Muncie Burris and won 4 state championships. So got the winning pedigree. Understanding how that works. And I know Coach Smith is very happy to have her on board as the varsity head coach.
Yeah, for sure. He has stated that we are happy to have Avery Mayfield as our next volleyball head coach. Her championship pedigree as a player, assistant coach, and her leadership at the club level made her the right choice. Avery's direct and honest delivery, her old school work ethic, and her background as a nurse provides the perfect balance in mentoring young women. We're excited for her to get to work.
And then again, they had the key graduations of Carmen Horn, Sydney Davis, and Gianna Knitz. Again, a lot of potential there in the senior class this year to help them in this season.
Yeah, we have some players to look out for, starting with 2 seniors in Aubrey Warfel and Marley Frazier. Aubrey had 42 kills, 27 aces, and 270 digs last year, leading the team. And Marley Frazier had 182 kills, 33 aces, 20 blocks, and 49 digs. Also looking to the future in junior Reese Morrow, she had 74 kills, 44 aces, 26 blocks, and 57 digs last year.
Coming up, we'll be talking to head football coach Jed Richmond here on the Arabian Sports Network's Coaches Show right here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group. Retirement planning, risk management, and legacy planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001. Or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com. Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. Bill White here, Ada Hupfer here, along with the head football coach of your Pendleton Heights Arabians, Jed Richmond. And Coach, I know that I didn't get a chance to say this to you publicly, but congratulations on 100 wins. I know that you're not, you know, you don't really care about the stats. You want to see the product on the field be successful and the kids be successful as human beings, as we all do. But I wanted to say that publicly. Congratulations on 100 wins.
Yeah, thank you. It's humbling, you know. And now we're one up from that. So the kids did a good job and, you know, on to the next. So really proud of them.
Talk about, though, like the coaches that have helped you get to that point. You know, it's not just the coaches that are working with you now, and it's not the coaches that's, you know, helped you or with you when you were an assistant at some of the other schools you've been at. Talk about the role models. Talk about the guys who helped you get to this point that just stand out to you in your mind.
Yeah. Wow. There's a lot of them. I just thought of my dad. Mm-hmm. boy, you got me there this morning. I don't know. Got me in the feels a little bit. My dad, last night I gave a good come to Jesus, so to speak, with our seniors before we did anything. And our heads weren't right. And I could have said it a little cleaner and a little better, but the message was felt. And, you know, my dad, you know, he was big on actions, not words, and doing the right thing. And, you know, that's who just popped in my head there. You know, and I hope he was proud last night how these guys played, how kids stepped up, showed a lot of grit, you know. But I've been very fortunate. I mean, I coached for 2 Hall of Famers, another one who's the defensive coordinator at Clemson right now. I've been very, very fortunate to be around a lot of – and that's just the head coaches. I mean, I've been around a lot of great assistant coaches. You know, I was only assistant coach for 8 years before I was a head coach, but – I just tried to be a sponge and learn, and was around a lot of great kids, you know, and I learned from them too. I learned from this group too, you know. I mean, they're a unique bunch, and they make me better. And on my long days and tough days, they're my why. They're why I want to be in here, and it's an awful lot of fun coaching them, even when it's hard. And they're teenagers, and they don't always see the things that I see. And that's where last night, that's where my urgency's coming from. You don't get today back, you know, so we can't waste it. And that was my big message to the guys last night.
Talk about the first half. I felt like that we saw some key third down conversions. We saw what senior leadership looked like from the quarterback position, but also the ability for not just Brant to be able to make good decisions, even if like he had a second or a first or second down that wasn't exactly what you guys had drawn up. But talk about then the progression of what you saw from your offense and how good they were. Sometimes even when they put themselves in a hole, they got themselves out of it.
Yeah, I mean, right before half, scoring was huge. Brant's a special kid. He's the pressure, you know, that some of these guys might feel, or you might assume they feel, doesn't need to be there. They just need to focus one play at a time. That's hard to do as a human being, especially with an awesome crowd like last night and all the distractions that these guys face. And so I'm proud of them for channeling that and focusing that. We got to be better. We weren't great last night offensively. We took some steps backwards. So we got to clean some things up. And that's the thing, you know, 28-3, it's nice to see we got a lot to work on, you know, to reach our potential, and that's every position. So, but we also did a lot of really good things too, you know. I mean, we made plays because guys didn't hesitate, and they made plays in those moments they needed to, and, you know, we got to cut down when we turned the ball over 3 times, and, you know, we had multiple penalties that that coulda, shoulda, maybe hurt us, but they didn't, you know. And Coach Donahue talked to us. I just thought of him because of his coulda, shoulda, woulda. I know Aiden knows him. Coulda, yes. Shoulda, woulda speech he gave us on Thursday. He did a great job. It really resonated. And, you know, luckily today we have no regrets. You know, we got what our goal was. The goal is to win. You know, for me, it's not just about this week. We got to keep progressing and we got to grow up a little bit and not take, you know, not take any relief breaks. You know, we got to stay locked in and, you know, we got to have fun while we play, but we got to get to work and we got to be serious. It's our opponents are serious. They demand it, you know, and we can't go backwards.
Yeah, so obviously 28-3 last night, low scoring for the other team. Who on the defense stood out to you last night?
Noah Plovic, he really stepped up his leadership. Max is a little banged up. He's going to be okay. But with that said, you know, the communication of what we're doing comes through Noah. And Brendan Galvin stepped up, did an awesome job at inside linebacker. I think as you watch the game, you saw a defense that was much improved from the week before. A lot of that had to do with communication. You know, and we did a lot of up downs to remind them that we're going to talk, you know, and unfortunately, that's a great motivator. It'd be a lot easier if we just do it. You know, I thought all the DBs did a good job. White Elijah was kind of leader back there, and Lincoln Sutton, we didn't have his services. Nolan Hobbs stepped up and Lincoln DeShong, and then Cohen Hall stepped in and did a really nice job at corner. You know, their best receiver last year didn't have a catch. Number five, and last night the only thing he got was a one catch on the jet, which they touch passes, so counts as a catch, but that was for negative yards. So their best receiver got a catch for negative yards, so that's outstanding. So to answer your question, I mean, it was a collective deal. I thought D-line played really well too. We got pressure when we needed to. It was much improved, and I'm really proud of them. Now we got to keep taking steps forward as we get ready to enter the conference games, because those are going to be knockdown drag out, and you know, we got Kokomo before that.
Talk about, you know, the fact that Brant had a good game, but mm-hmm. I've looked at Joel Weaver's stats again this morning. I'm like, I want him on my fantasy football team at this point. You know, 24 carries, 164 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
You know, he may not have like always been able to get the holes he wanted to. But I felt like after first contact, he did a really good job of keep pushing it down the field. Talk about his ability to not just, you know, make sure that once he gets hit, once he gets that first touch, he's still able to get yards after contact.
But I think all our backs are doing a nice job of always falling forward. You know, they are they're physical, you know, and they get stronger as the carries come, you know, so. You know, I think there's a couple Joel wishes he probably has back for breakaways. One of the lines out there tripped him maybe one time, but he did a nice job making. We always talk to the backs about making the line right, and it was murky in there at times because they were moving a lot and because we weren't communicating very well up front. You know, those are the things we felt pretty good about ourselves, I think, all week long, and then that's how we played. You know, like we just had to show up and. You know, we got our heads right, but then your habits all week long catch up to you. And so coaches got to do a better job and players got to do a better job of being our best. So, but to their credit, you know, we rushed for 200 some yards. I mean, he had 160 some, a couple touchdowns, and, you know, he's a workhorse. So, and again, team ball, he's proud of that offensive line because they paved the way. So did a really nice job. I thought Sam Barrett did a really nice job too. At tight end. I mean, he gives us that edge. Ryder stepped in when he went down, and we got a few of those guys that can do that. So hopefully he's okay today.
Yeah, so, Coach, a few of your players played both sides of the ball last night. What did you see from your more athletic Arabians doing that?
I saw our conditioning. I thought we were more physical at times, and then I really thought we were better conditioned. I think we had a guy cramp up a little bit. Outside of that, that's really good. Proud of him for that, you know, and it's one of those things that we don't have a ton that do it, but when we have a guy doing it, we need him. And special teams were a factor too with that. We didn't really take plays off, and you know, we got some of our starters, a lot of our starters out there going on special teams. They did a really nice job.
More coming up here with Coach Richmond here on the ASN Coaches Show right here on 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Sprunger & Sprunger Attorneys at Law. Located at 138 West State Street in Pendleton, their phone number is 463-27-3960 or online at sprungerandsprunger.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. Bill Whitehair, Ada Hupfer, and continuing with Coach Jed Richmond of your Arabian football team. Coach, we've got Kokomo this week. A little different schedule for us than usual years, because this is to be the week that we get into conference this year, not so much because of the changes of the Hoosier Heritage Conference, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But talk about the fact that you know, you've gotten a couple of different games so far under your belt. You had a really tight, really hotly contested game in Lebanon, and then you had, even though, like you just stated in the past segment, you know, it wasn't the cleanest win against Garen last night, but still you got 28-3. You like to see that 28. You want to see maybe even more, you know, more points on the board, but you'll take what you can get. As you go into a week where Kokomo, even though they're 0-2 in football, you know, again, that's why, you know, Coach Morris said that famous line a long time ago, or maybe it was Dennis Green, you play to win, or you play the game. You know, that's the reason why you play the game. You play to win the game.
Yeah.
Talk about your preparation this week, you know, and making sure that whatever it is that you saw last night that you didn't like, you know, what are we cleaning up? What are we looking to do better as we head into play Kokomo on Friday night?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a big road game. It's another one. You know, Lebanon's not easy to get to, even though it's not that far. Kokomo's a little farther, but not necessarily easy to get to. So it's a great venue. Walter Cross Field is, I mean, I'm a Howard County kid. I mean, that's, it's a big time venue. Yep. And Kokomo's a state runner up in the last 10 years. So, you know, it's, we gotta be ready to roll. They're well coached, and, they have athletes, and it's, you know, I mean, they're a North Central Conference team. Like, to me, while that conference is dwindling and a little different, people around here know Anderson, and they think of basketball probably with the NCC, but Kokomo is a perennial power in football there. So growing up, you know, man, they were always, it was them, Marion. I mean, it was good football. So I personally, I'm super excited, and it's a different opponent, which is fun, you know, and the unknown is exciting. But really, the mindset's got to be the same, and we got to better ourselves. You know, we're going to have adversity this week with the heat. We're going to practice before school. Kids don't know that, so congratulations. You just got that news. Moms and dads. And
you don't need parents' prayers right here.
Listen, we got to get in here early, and we're going to get some work done. So, you know, we'll take it as it comes. I mean, it's going to be good, and you know, we got to gear up for the conference, and it's the next week. So, and, you know, I mean, Garen's a really good opponent to play week two. You know, that's why we chose him. And we played well enough to win last night. We got better, because even in areas maybe we slipped up, we're going to use, and it's going to make us stronger. So going against a team that puts you in those situations only helps you. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this week. It's going to be a challenge with the heat. It's going to be a challenge practicing before school. It's going to be a challenge on a road trip. There's a lot of good that's going to come out of this week, and we'll see who we are at the end.
Yeah, Coach, what's one thing you want this team to focus on, both offensively and defensively, this week?
One play at a time. That sounds like coach talk. I mean, you're an athlete. You've heard it, but it really is. I mean, you can't worry about anything else, and you got to shrink it to just that one play at a time. And you also, I think some of our leaders are trying to do other guys' jobs. They got to focus on themselves and then encourage and lead by example and pull them along, you know. And that's a learned trait. Some of these guys have had more experience doing it. But if you don't do your job first, then it doesn't matter what you're trying to help the other guy with. And that's something you could probably definitely relate to. So I think just shrinking it, like, you know, I mean, we are never satisfied. And part of that's staying humble and hungry and focusing and trying to build this season and get the most out of everything we got. And that includes the coaches and me, you know, like you try not to look too far ahead. Because that'll bite you. And our schedule demands that right now. You know, last year, week three was kind of a funky game for us. We dominated it. We controlled it. But it wasn't very fun because we were a lot of self-inflicted problems, you know. And whether it was penalties or just, you know, we weren't all on the same page at times. So we got to make sure we focus one play at a time and just do what we're supposed to do as well as we possibly can.
Talk about from a coaching standpoint, you know, you've got a lot of coaches that, you know, not just you worked with, but now you've got assistants and then you've got the PJFL and, you know, the pipeline. How do you as a coach get better week to week? It's just like, you know, just like you're telling your athletes, your student athletes, how do you coach yourself? How do you coach your coaches to get better?
Well, I mean, it's a life lesson. Like, and they've heard it from me. The locker room ad nauseum has heard it from me. But, like, when everything's crashing down and you don't know what to do, you got to focus on what's most important. And I say things like this, but it's true. You got to make the most important thing most important. So, like, right now, it's me and you talking.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to this, I had to evaluate the film. I had to get the coaches on the same page. So, in the given moment, you got to be present, you know. And I try to do that. There are things that take me away from that at times, and that's where my staff is really, really good. I think they've done a really good job, and they've got to continue to do that. And our preparation is really good because of them and all their hard work. And so, you know, for me, it truly is a process. It's not just a slogan we slap on a shirt. It really is. It's one day at a time, and you take it one game at a time, and that isn't exciting and flashy, but that's life. You know, you can't worry about Friday because today's Saturday, you know, and you got to just take it as it comes and stay grounded as best you can. I mean, I think some of these kids do it better than others because of just their makeup. But you got to, and I'm a very passionate, excitable person, but you just got to really take it one day at a time as best you can and not get too high and not get too low.
Yeah, how much fun is it just seeing your team out there playing football, just their excitement, their joy?
Yeah. I mean, well, it's last night, just this community, you know. I mean, last night was awesome. You saw the crowd. You know, I mean, but, you know, the Thursday night game with the seventh grade playing Lebanon was a dogfight. And, like, I've not seen a seventh grade game with that many people there, you know. I mean, I think folks really are enjoying being around and being around this program. And so for me, you know, I got two boys playing in it, which J.R. Richmond's got a 12th birthday this weekend. So happy birthday, buddy. And he gets to play at 10:30 today. You know, I get to be around all this stuff, and it is a blessing, you know. And then on top of all that, I get to be in the weight room with all the other athletes. And you've heard me say that before. Like, that to me is the icing on the cake, man. I mean, to get to be around the girls' basketball team and to get to be around the volleyball team and so on and so forth. Like, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I Coach Frazier and I talk about it all the time. I mean, we have the best job in the world. And I wouldn't change it. You know, we have, you know, those back to school things. And one of the questionnaires was like, what did you want to do when you were 18? I wanted to do this. This was my dream. You know, is to be around people like you and your classmates and to be able to coach high school football, you know, and it's awesome. So I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Talking about being able to see your kids, like, you know, you've infused your family into this community as much as any other coach I've seen.
Yeah.
Talk about what that means, though, as far as like seeing the PJFL on Saturdays and then seeing the youngsters on throughout the week, like how much that buy-in, not just from the community, but the buy-in from the parents, the coaching staff, helps you on Friday night?
Yeah. Well, my message to the seniors last night was they need an example tonight, a good example of how to play football, because we are as aggressive as we need to be. There's a lot of work to do. We have so much good going on, but we need more aggression. It's a violent game. Some people are uncomfortable with that, but the stronger and faster you are and the better coach you are, which is what we're seeing all the way down, thanks to all the good people involved. I mean, it's as good as I've ever been around anywhere. And the challenge is to keep improving, and the challenge is to get these kids believing in themselves that they don't need to hesitate and they need to go get it. And that's what I saw a little bit from our middle school guys and even our fifth and sixth grade. I mean, on Wednesday night, we go to Hamilton Heights with the fifth and sixth grade, and it's like we're hesitating because we don't know if we can do what we can do. You know what I mean? We got to build that confidence in every sport, not just football. And we got to get all these kids playing more aggressively and more confidently. And that takes intentional practice. That takes all the things we're talking about. And that needs great examples, not just talent, but great examples of effort. I mean, as good as you are, Ada, I watch you play, and you play extremely hard. There's a bunch of little girls out there that want to be you, and that's powerful. Last night, I mean, I got chills right now. Walking through that tunnel last night and all those little kids high-fiving and all the former players, I mean, to me, that's a testament to how these coaches do things, is like all these guys come back and want to be around us. And it's not because we're their – we're not bro coaches. We're not out there being their buddies. We coach them hard, but we love them. And they are awesome human beings, and we are going to be honest with them, and we're going to help them every way we can. And to me, that's the biggest reward a coach can see, is when all those Luke Graham's out there last night, Rylan Kiesling. I mean, I saw guys from 3 or 4 years ago, just like it's really, really humbling when you see the scale. And this community, it's second to none. And I've said it, and to have my sons around that and all these good examples is, man, it's such a blessing. So I'm just grateful that my wife puts up with me and is part of it, and then my sons love it. So it makes it great.
Well, thank you very much, Coach, and good luck this Friday against Kokomo.
Yep. Go Ravens.
More from the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Force Tech. Visual design, production, and rentals. Located at 2181 Royal Drive in Greenfield. Their phone number is 317-586-2844. Or online at force.tech.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Adam Christensen, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Life, Auto, Home, and Farm Insurance, located at 6521B South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-1754 or online at infarmbureau.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. My name is Trevor Martin, and I'm joined by the athletic director here at Pendleton Heights High School, Mr. Chad Smith.
So to start out here, what excites you most about the fall sports season upcoming in the start of this school year?
I just get excited in general whenever we start new seasons. Oh, yeah. And I think we talked about back on the football program day, how I still get the day before practice starts, the night before, I have trouble sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
And I have no skin in the game. I'm not competing, and I have trouble sleeping before a season starts. So I just get excited. I love the challenge that each year brings, because it's an opportunity for kids, our student athletes who, you graduate seniors, and, you know, it's another opportunity for another class. And so I'm excited for them to have their moment in the light, and, excited to see what they can do with it. So that's what gets me. It's not necessarily a certain sport or anything, obviously. I am a football guy, a former football coach, I get excited about it all, and I worry about it all too. That keeps me up also.
For sure. Yeah, so kind of as we talked about, you know, transitioning from summer then to the school year, what's the process like for you to start a school year like this now?
Well, and this one's been a little rocky at the start. You know, in general, we try to take care of some things over the summer. Mr. Ritz, our assistant athletic director, we try to take care of some things over the summer to be prepared to start, but nothing can prepare you for what we just went through. And, you know, but our kids did a great job of adjusting. They did a great job over the last week of trying to make the best of circumstances and still keeping an eye on and a focus on getting prepared to compete. And we knew eventually we would get to that point, and we have now. And so I'm excited about that for our kids also to finally, they've practiced a lot and haven't been able to play yet. So that's going to be fun for them.
Right. And since you kind of touched on a little bit too, but what has this past week been like for you with the flooding and how that's looked like to try to reschedule some of those events?
Well, I tell everybody it's, you know, this job is something when you come to work every day, that's the kind of the great thing about it is it presents new challenges every day.
Oh yeah.
And this one obviously is not one that there is a playbook for. Like you just adjust and adapt and make the best of it. And you know, I just have to say, I am extremely proud of our young men and young women who set down whatever competition, you know, they're preparing for. They put that on the back burner for a few days and went out and made sure that this community was in a better place. And I couldn't be more proud about that. And that is worth more than any, And I sent a message to all the parents and all of our athletes about that is we learn a ton of lessons through athletics, but what they learned those few hours out volunteering in the community and then afterwards part of cleanup is invaluable for life. And so proud of them. And it says a lot about our coaches and what they instill in our young student athletes as well, that they're willing to go out and do that unprompted.
Right, exactly. I was going to touch on that too, because yeah, what does that mean for you? And like, you didn't even, I mean, of course you're the athletic director, but you know, the coaches know to do that already. So what does that mean for you to kind of be the leader, but knowing that the coaches are going to do the right thing and those athletes stepping up?
Well, we'd like to do things right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so it's almost, I don't want to say it's an expectation that we would, you know, because like I said, you don't experience, we have never experienced a situation like that, but when those situations do arise, you do have confidence that the people in place that are in charge of those student athletes have instilled that sense of community within their programs. You know, it was obvious.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. I wanted to touch on this too. I know we talked about all the new hires across a lot of fall sports and sports in general, but especially in the fall. What are some of your goals for some of those coaches as they enter their first seasons here at Pendleton Heights as head coaches?
Well, whether it's your first year or it's your 20th year, you know, we're after the same thing. We want to, you know, we want to make sure that we develop our student athletes, young men, young women, and make them better people as they go through. And, you know, so you can do that. That has nothing. When you're a coach and you're in your first couple of years, you make mistakes. And the thing that I tell people now, because people ask me like, do you miss coaching? And I do miss coaching. But the thing I miss about it the most probably is at the point that I quit coaching is when I just felt like I was starting to become a good coach. And that was 13 years into it. And that was just at the point where I felt like I'm starting to do a really good job here. And so it takes a long time but you know, the one thing that you can do is grow your student athletes and develop them as humans. That doesn't take a whole lot of experience. So whether first year, those expectations don't change. And those are the main focus. You know, we want to win along the way also, but you know, when you're your coach or your first year new here, you know, the challenge is tough in all of our sports because of the schedules that we compete in and the sectionals that we are assigned to. So, but again, the expectation is just that you develop and make them better than day one. And then at the end, you just evaluate and hopefully you've accomplished what you were after.
Exactly. Yeah. So since we kind of touched on that, and obviously you've done quite a bit of that this last year with hiring 5 or 6 coaches, What do you enjoy most about that interview process when in finding a new head coach for, again, the various sports that Pendleton Knights has had to this year?
Well, it's a challenge because it's difficult finding it's difficult finding coaches.
Right, in general, yeah.
It's extremely difficult to find good coaches. Mm-hmm. And so you got to really, you know, you just got to spend time in the process of doing that, right? And I enjoy getting to meet somebody and if you're unfamiliar with the person and seeing if you're going to mesh with them and are they meeting, you know, the expectations that we talked right. about, are they going to be able to do that? Mm-hmm. Do they have a track record of doing that? I enjoy the process of getting to know someone. I don't really enjoy the process of right. hiring a coach because that means that we just lost one.
Right.
And,
true.
You know, it's just difficult and the pools seem to get smaller each time, the pool of applicants, mm-hmm. With each vacancy that we have open up. So it's a difficult time finding coaches. So we're really happy, when we're to put together the coaching staffs that we have here at Pendleton Heights.
Yeah, definitely. So kind of touching on now, like the home atmosphere and the game days, what's the kind of the game plan like for you, especially of course, Friday night football, because you have probably the most fans for that, but even, you know, cross country meets at home and things like that. What's that process like for you in that game plan on the day of a home event?
If we didn't have to sell tickets to make money, yeah. I would schedule everything on the road.
Really? Like, yeah, right.
Because I enjoy the road contest because I actually get to go and actually see some of the right. events. Mm-hmm. When we have a home contest, I don't get to watch a whole lot. And I hate, you know, that I miss some of the stuff and, you know, something exciting will happen. I'll hear the crowd and I'm yeah. out picking up signs from our ticket, you know, and I know something happened, but I don't know what.
Yeah. Right, so, right.
But, you know, so, but, you know, game day is just, I mean, each sport varies in the amount of preparation. Mm-hmm. A home football game, usually, you know, if the opportunity is available, we kind of work on that Thursday night and then finish up on Friday mornings. But it can be a day process to get the football stadium ready. Soccer doesn't take as much time, but you do more. Right. than what you do in football. We only have four games this year. Yeah, this year. Right. So, you know, so in volleyball, same way, you know, there, you get good help also, like yep. got some good student assistants to help us do some setup before school's over. And you know, we're just thankful that we have great people that help us sell tickets. You know, I don't think the general public understand exactly what goes into hosting a home contest. Oh, yeah. And the amount of employees it takes. And I tell, you know, at the beginning of our parent meetings before we start the fall seasons, I show them for a football game, it costs, and I say, this is why we have to sell tickets. It costs nearly $3,000 to have a football game.
Yeah. Wow.
Every Friday night.
Yeah.
Like all expenses. So that's why we have to sell tickets.
Exactly. Makes total sense. Why? For sure. You kind of touched on that too, but how important is it for you to get out to those events, whether, of course, they're home, you're home, you're almost always here, and then a road contest as well, to see these athletes at their peak form when they're performing any contest that they play?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously it's important. I'm the one that represents this department.
Yeah.
But our student athletes like to see people come out and support them, and not just myself. Like, they love it. I tell our teachers too. I was just actually in the middle of, before we started doing yeah. this, I'm trying to get out information about, we give all of our employees complimentary all sports passes, and I explain to them how important it is. The kids will see you on yeah. the sidelines or in the bleachers, and even if you're only there for 5 or 10 minutes, they notice. And that makes a big difference, and it goes a long way.
Definitely.
For you as a teacher in a classroom. If you're there for one of your students the next day, you'd be surprised how much better behaved they are in your class.
Right, right.
They're not as disruptive. So, because they gain another level of respect for you for coming out and supporting them.
Definitely. To kind of wrap things up here, we're getting close to time here, but what is your favorite part? I kind of mentioned a little bit, but what is your favorite part about being the athletic director here at Pendleton Heights?
You know, several things, obviously,
yeah,
but
definitely.
The community aspect of it, just Friday nights when homecoming, it's just I mean, I dread homecoming, but it is, when it's all said and done, I always look back and think, man, that was a really great night. And that was great for our community. So I love that. And I love watching our student athletes, when people don't think they can achieve something and they do. And I love that. I think it was Bobby Bowden one time, whether you were a Florida State or way back when he was a West Virginia coach, you may not be a fan of him, but I heard him say one time, like, the only people that these kids don't impress are themselves, because they expect to do that. It's the ones watching them that may had lower expectations and they've outperformed what those expectations were. But the kids know all along, and that's a great thing, that they believe in themselves and then are able to go out and show it. And so I love that aspect. Yeah. And then winning.
Oh, of course.
We love winning, right?
Love that. Of course. Who doesn't? Yeah. Well, thank you for joining me, Mr. Smith. This is a great interview. Problem. Awesome. All right. Well, stay tuned for more here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Independent Federal Credit Union, located at 3737 South Scatterfield Road in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-649-9271. Online at independentfcu.org.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. My name is Trevor Martin, and I'm joined by the boys soccer coach here at Pendleton Heights High School, Kyle Davey. Coach, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Yeah, glad you're here. So starting off here, Coach, what excites you the most about this upcoming, I mean, you've had a couple games so far, but this upcoming 2026 soccer season?
Yeah, last year we had a good season, conference champions. So last year was a good year. So looking to see what this next group can do this year. We've got a lot of young talent. We're kind of a younger team this year. And so right now we're kind of going through some of the who's going to play for us, what positions and all that. But so right now we're just competing every day in practice, seeing who's going to step up and fight for those positions. So that's the fun part right now.
And Coach, you're entering your 16th season here as the head coach of boys soccer at Pendleton Heights. What does it mean for you to be the leader of this team for this long?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It flies by. First few years, you know, you go through it, you're just coaching, and then you realize, you know, you need to get with the feeder program and kind of take that over. And so you get involved with that for a few years. And then next thing you know, your kids are coming up in the program. And so, I mean, my oldest son, he's a freshman this year. And so that's kind of been the joy of it for me, is kind of seeing a lot of these guys go through the program, but now also my kids going through the program. Right. So,
yeah. What's that dynamic like to, again, be a dad, but then also to be able to coach your son here in the next couple of years?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the challenge that we're facing this year. Luckily I've got three great assistant coaches who helped me balance that challenge. And so, I mean, he's no different than any of the other guys. And so, I mean, I'm going to get on him when he messes up and, hold them to the same standard for sure.
Right. And you kind of mentioned how things have changed, you know, with the feeder programs, things like that. What have you learned throughout your tenure here at Pendleton Heights as a coach?
Yeah. I mean, the big thing was coming here to Pendleton. A lot of the guys kind of feared that Hamilton County group.
Right.
And so for us is trying to change that culture and change that mindset. And I mean, the thing that I've learned is, like, these guys are no different than them, right?
Oh, yeah.
We get here and we train. And so, I mean, over these last several years, like, we've been competing and we're taking that next step to trying to be one of those better programs in the state. And, I mean, we've been having some success here of late. And, I mean, I think we're ready for that jump and to take it to the next level, for sure.
Oh, definitely, for sure. Something you touched on a little bit I wanted to go back to, as well as the feeder programs, about how you start them young, of course. What is that like for you to kind of, you know, kind of like Coach Richmond in football and other sports, you know, basketball, same way too. You start them young, kind of have the same philosophy as you go forward. So what is that like for you to help lead those feeder programs and see these kids, you know, when they're in elementary school and then to be able to coach them for so long?
Yeah, I mean, that's been a lot of fun, getting down there at that youth level, just getting them I mean, our big thing at the youth level is just getting them to fall in love with the game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just seeing the joy on their faces as they're playing. And I mean, you're teaching them all these skills and like, they're like sponges, they're soaking it up. And so to see them at that young age and then to grow and go to a different club and maybe have some success there and then come back to our middle school program and see them have success there. And really, truly, our first group is kind of our juniors and seniors now that we started with. And so we're seeing all that hard work pay off. And so, I mean, it's a lot of fun to see that development grow throughout the years.
Yeah, I'm sure that's definitely a cool thing for you to be able to see that throughout their whole careers here. How do you think, you've touched on a little bit earlier, how do you think you've adapted and gotten the best out of your players each season as they've continued to improve these last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, each year is a totally different season. I mean, there's ups and downs for not only our team, but other schools. I mean, who they graduate, who they bring in. And so, I mean, just, you know, we come in every season, you know, we gotta hit the ground running, and I like to think we hold a pretty good off season program, and we get these guys in the summer training hard. And I mean, that's kind of the biggest thing, is having that consistency and guys know what they're getting when they come in. And I mean, we're going to push you. We're going to get on you. And like I said, I mean, we want to be one of the top teams in the state. So, I mean, we're going to push you hard.
Yeah. So as we kind of reflected here, we'll kind of go, you know, into more current times and focus on the 2026 season as well.
Sure.
But you mentioned the off season. So what does that specifically look like for your guys? Like, when does that start for you in the summer, and how does that start from now and or from the summer to then starting the school year?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, usually when season's over, we give the guys a little bit of break. They kind of go back with their club teams and do some stuff through the October, November season. But then after Christmas break is when we kind of pull them back in. We get them into the weight room. So we're doing some off-season conditioning that way. But then spring season, where you have the limited contact programs through the IHSA, so we kind of get on the ball then a little bit. But then once summer hits, I mean, we're doing 3 days a week of open fields. We're doing our weights and conditioning. But then we do a team camp over the summer at Anderson University. We do a high school showcase. And then we try and pick up one or two friendly scrimmages. So, I mean, during the summer, we're getting 7-8 games before the season even starts. And so we're getting to evaluate guys early. We're getting to see what they've got. And so we're not really starting August 1st. We're starting way before that and getting these guys in and getting ready to go.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you're 4 games into the season. What have you seen from your guys so far, and what are your thoughts on what the first 4 games have held for your guys?
Yeah, so first game, we opened up against Cecina, who we've never played before. Yeah. They were in the state finals for 1A last year.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, we walked away with a 4-1 win against them, saw a lot of good stuff. The next couple games, we played Burris and Muncie Central, teams that historically we've beaten in the past. And so they're trying to figure out different schemes against us and whatnot. Right. And so, you know, they kind of, and when soccer, we call it parking the bus, you know, they bring a lot of guys back and sit them on the back line to kind of defend a lot more. And so it's been good to see the guys trying to figure out how to break those systems. And luckily we walked away with 2 wins against them, but then we played Lawrence Central last Thursday. In my mind, they're a top 20 team in the state.
Yeah.
We walked away with a 1-1 tie against them, which was a good result. They ended up turning around and beating Carmel, like the number one team in the state. So for us, that was good. That was a good game for us, kind of a benchmark to see where we're at here early in the season. And so I like where we're at. The guys are working hard. We've got a lot of stuff still to figure out. Nothing's set in stone right now. Yeah. And so we're still kind of moving guys around to see what our best chemistry is, but where we're at now is good.
Yeah, that makes sense for sure. So since you mentioned again for these first 4 games that you've kind of seen, but looking with a lot of the season still left to go, what are your goals for this team in 2026?
Yeah, for us, like I said, we won conference last year, so this year we're hoping to be back-to-back conference champions. You know, last year kind of ended in a little bit of a disappointment in sectionals, losing to HSC. We had the lead. They ended up scoring with 7 seconds and double overtime.
Yeah.
And so that one, I mean, we're right there. And so for us, right, getting that sectional win is huge for us as a program as a whole. And so, I mean, that's where we want to be.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned kind of the youth and like the feeder programs, obviously your son being a freshman this year, but you do have 7 seniors listed on the roster. How do they step up and help set a standard of leadership for the younger guys to look up to?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, It starts in the off season. And those seniors are in the weight room with us, kind of being leaders for that younger group, you know, showing them the ways to lift, showing them how to go through the daily rigors of it all. Mm-hmm. And so I think they've stepped up big. They're contributing out there. We got a couple guys on the back line, Curtis and Cannon, who have stepped up into that role of kind of being the back line, kind of the starting epicenter of it all. And they stepped up. They're playing big. Braddock Reske in the middle is doing awesome things for us. But yeah, I mean, senior group's awesome. And so it should be a good year for all those guys.
Yeah, and how do you think, we can talk about the schedule a little bit, how do you think that schedule is going to challenge these guys? I mean, it starts with the seniors, but the entire team. What are your thoughts on that schedule and how it can challenge them?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, like, I think we have a tough schedule. And it kind of starts talking about those teams that will drop out of conference. Your Shelbyvilles, your Newcastle, those are some of the weaker teams on our schedule. And so losing those teams, but picking up better teams. I mean, so our schedule is beefing up. We have a more difficult schedule. And so, you know, it's one of those things, like I think in the past, you know, you circle one or two games that you're probably going to go out there and win 9-0. But this year, I don't know, looking at the schedule, I don't know if we're going to have one of those games this year. And so, I mean, each night you've got to come in focused mentally and prepared to battle. And I mean, like I said, we've had some successful seasons here in the past. So, I mean, I think we're starting to become one of those teams that everybody else is circling and
right.
and wanting to get wins against us. And so, I mean, we've got a target on our back each night. And so it's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's kind of that fun, embracing that challenge. Yeah. So you kind of touched on that a little bit, but again, with Newcastle and Shelbyville leaving this year and then Delta, this is their last year before the conference changes. So what are your thoughts on the changing landscape? You're going to add, you know, three schools and Lebanon, Guerin and Guerin Catholic and Brebeuf Jesuit starting next season. So what are your thoughts on kind of that changing landscape that we're in right now?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I've been here 16 years. And so in the majority of the time, I mean, conference hasn't changed at all, but now here we are. And I mean, I think it's good for the conference. I mean, I think these teams will come in, beef up our schedule. And I think that's one of the things for us. It's huge is, playing a tougher schedule during the regular season. And so that'll prepare us for the postseason and hopefully getting that first sectional win for us and, or that first sectional title and going the distance.
Yeah, for sure, Coach. That's crazy. Yeah, we're already getting close to 10 minutes here, but I wanted to kind of touch on that. We talked about your 16 years as a coach, but what keeps you coming back each season to help lead this team to success?
You know, I mean, like in our parents' meeting, I told all our parents, I mean, the thing that brings me back is our players. I mean, I don't know that there's been a year here where I haven't enjoyed coaching these kids. I mean, like, I think our Pendleton athletes are top notch. I mean, I've had kids come through my program that had been valedictorian. We have several guys in the top 20% of the school, their class or whatever. And so it's a great group of kids. And I mean, like, that's what's easy. I mean, making that decision to come back the next year and year after year is the kids. I mean, it's a lot of fun to coach those guys. And like I said, now my kids are coming through and it's exciting.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Well, Coach, thank you for joining me today. It was a great interview.
You bet. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, stay tuned for more here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oaklandon, 765-221-2082.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show. Bill Whitehair, Ada Huffer here, wrapping things up. Had a great show this Saturday morning. Hopefully you're enjoying the fantastic weather. Don't like the fact that Coach Richmond said it's going to get hotter again. I'm liking this fall weather. You know, it's feeling pretty good there. It's almost like flannel season. That's what I'm talking about. So coming up this week, Ada, what are our sporting teams looking like here as far as schedules?
Yeah, so we're going to start off with boys tennis, home this Wednesday against Shelbyville at 5, and home this Thursday against Heritage Christian. Moving on to boys soccer. They're home Thursday against Greenfield Central and home Tuesday against Anderson. On girls soccer is home Wednesday versus Greenfield Central, a good conference opponent, and then is away Thursday at Marion. Girls golf is taking on a Yorktown Delta, good conference matchup, September 3rd this Thursday at 5 p.m. Boys and girls cross country had a meet this morning at Avon. And then girls volleyball is taking on LaPel at home on Tuesday and Yorktown away on Thursday.
Thank you so much for listening. You know, we've got, again, great action coming up this coming Friday. Make sure you tune in as we are away at Kokomo for the football team. The broadcast will start roughly around 6:45. As well as if you missed last night's game, you can catch up with it on IHSAA TV, on YouTube, as well as on the podcast channels for ASN. More information on 917WEEM.org. Thanks to Ada, as well as thanks to all the coaches who came in, Coach Richmond, Mr. Smith, Coach Davey, Mr. Martin. Thank you so much to everybody who are listening. Thank you so much to everybody who helped make the show possible. We'll talk to you next week here on the ASN Coaches Show, right here on 917WEEM.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 917 WEEM.